This is Radio Superior 1958. A reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1958.
Come, let's stroll across the floor.
This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studio and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Now turn around, baby. Let's go.
Hey, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, your old fuddy-duddy buddy here in a bearskin rug, Tim Michaels, rocking your world. It's a radioactive Thursday, May 8th, 1958. Danny Anderson as the 6 o'clock news, Machine Gun Kelly looking to crown this month's queen for a day. George G. Newton with the George G. Newton Yearly Reality is in.
That's realty, Tim, boy. Realty. You know, it's a big difference.
Big difference between the reality of realty. I dig it. Cool Kel as the sports, and we're in search for the perfect Mother's Day gift.
A nice little cottage on a lake, and your mother will thank her sonny boy forever. I can get you a sweet deal.
Or candy and flowers, nice flowers.
I always make my gift for Momsy.
Momsy?
It's a little lame, but it fits my wallet. Rudolph's Furniture is to blame for Denny's news. Hey, here's a perfect Mom's Day gift. A vibrating recliner lounge chair, just $59.95. Relaxing, and you can lose weight the easy way with a vibrating recliner. Buy on your own terms at Rudolph's, 1501 Tower Avenue, Superior. It's all yours there, Big Denny.
The president orders the withdrawal of Little Rock troops. Nixon and his party are stoned in Peru.
Whoa!
With rocks.
Oh.
And a high bridge connecting Duluth and Superior gets the okay from the Federal Bureau of Public Roads. We begin our world report from Arkansas.
This is Bill Cortez in Little Rock, Arkansas. President Eisenhower today ordered withdrawal on May 29th of all federal troops enforcing school integration here. The president said he hopes it will be unnecessary to return the troops to Little Rock at the start of the school year next September. Eisenhower's orders were relayed by Army Secretary Wilbur Brucker to Major General Edwin Walker. Walker is commanding the troops, which have been enforcing a court order for integration at Little Rock Central High School. The number of troops is much smaller than when they arrived last September. Eisenhower ordered regular Army troops and federalized National Guardsmen into the area after outbreaks of violence at the high school when Negro students attempted to attend classes. The president said he was acting to preserve the integrity of the U.S. District Court's attempt to uphold the Brown versus the Board of Education Supreme Court ruling in 1954 against race segregation in public schools. Asked whether Mr. Eisenhower's action was taken after consulting with Governor Orville Faubus, White House Press Secretary Jim Haggerty replied, quote, "Not that I know of," unquote. Faubus ordered Arkansas National Guardsmen to Central High School last September 3rd. He said he did it to preserve order, but the effect was to bar Negroes from the school. A few days later, the president federalized the Arkansas National Guard, which took control of the guard from Faubus. Although there have been racial incidents at the school since that time, there has been no marked violence. In Little Rock, this is Bill Cortez, United Press International.
This is Lima, Peru, Gilman Halstead, Associated Press. A shower of rocks greeted Vice President Richard Nixon today as he sought to visit San Marcos University and talk to students. One rock grazed Nixon's neck, and another chipped the tooth of a member of Nixon's party, Jack Sherwood. Nixon then canceled his visit, saying it was obvious someone would be badly hurt if he persisted. He then paid a call on nearby Catholic University to talk to student groups there. 2,000 students assembled as Nixon approached. Earlier, the University Student Federation adopted a resolution saying Nixon was unwelcome in Peru because, quote, he represents the plutocratic and imperialist interests of the North American government, unquote. Earlier in the day, Mr. Nixon stopped to buy apples from a cigar-smoking vendor on a donkey in a street in Asunción, Paraguay. Later, Nixon spoke in an unprecedented session of the Paraguayan Congress called in his honor. Nixon and his wife are on a goodwill tour of South America. In Lima, Peru, this is Gilman Halstead, AP.
This is Washington. Ray Tucker, Associated Press. The Atomic Energy Commission has confirmed the opening of this country's long-heralded nuclear test series in the Pacific. The AEC gave terse confirmation, but no details, after Democratic Congressman Charles Porter of Oregon announced in the House that a nuclear blast had been touched off April 28th, more than a week ago. Porter just returned from the Pacific Proving Ground. He called again for an end to such testing, lest it accelerates the atomic arms race. Porter says he didn't see the blast and that he was not at liberty to give any other information on the blast. Porter says his speech had been cleared by the AEC, which confirmed the Aniwetok explosion, but would not verify Porter's statement that it was the first of 30 nuclear blasts planned for a test series. The government announced some time ago that the nuclear tests would start this spring and run through the summer. The AEC and the Defense Department says the purpose of the test is to work toward perfection of weapons for defense against aircraft and missile attacks and try to further reduce the radioactive fallout from nuclear weapons. In Washington, this is Ray Tucker reporting.
Undersecretary of the Air Force Malcolm McIntyre said today, quote, "A space warfare capability by the United States is vital to the survival of the free world. The advent of piloted and unmanned space vehicles appear to provide the ultimate in target accessibility in both space and war," unquote. McIntyre addressed the Senate Space Committee. McIntyre backed President Eisenhower's proposal to establish the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics as the top civilian space agency. He says NACA operates $300 million worth of facilities, the bulk of which are for space technology. Quoting him, "Landing on the moon and travel to the planets far beyond is now only a matter of years ahead." KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Tim Michaels has this message from Rudolph's Furniture Store.
Just in time for Mom's Day and only at Rudolph's. Always first with the newest in home furnishings. Listen to what they have on special. It's a vibrating recliner lounge chair. That's right. Famous Smart Living, it's only $59.95. If you're tired, nervous, got some back trouble or heart issues, this is the way to go. Plus, you can lose weight the easy way in your own home. Something wonderful happens when you relax in this new kind of chair. A flip of the vibrator switch sends soothing massage action to all parts of your body. Helps relax tense muscles and nerves. Helps relieve aches and pains. Helps you lose weight the easy way right in your home. Select your vibrating chair tomorrow at Rudolph's. Choose from the largest selection of lounge chairs and rockers in the Twin Ports. All at affordable prices. Rudolph's at 1501 Tower Avenue, Superior. Denny?
Residents and businesses of Madison have contributed nearly $700 so far for the infant son of an Air Force pilot who died Monday when he crashed his disabled jet plane into Lake Monona rather than hit a residential section. Lieutenant Gerald Strahl intended to land at Truax Air Force Base, where he was stationed, when his plane flamed out as it approached an area that included a school and an industrial plant. He turned the fighter craft toward the lake, but was too low for his parachute to open. On Tuesday, the Wisconsin State Journal began a welfare and education fund drive for Struhl's only child, George. George is 3 months old. Gifts and pledges began pouring in and had reached $638 today. The Federal Road Bureau gives the okay to a high bridge plan. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
It's big news for an idea that began in the 1920s but never really got anywhere until now. Approval by the Bureau of Public Roads in Washington of preliminary plans for the Duluth Superior High Bridge was announced today. A substantial part of the structure of the bridge, such as piers and footings, will be up for bids before the end of this year. The new span will be the largest bridge project in Wisconsin or over any streams bordering the state. The high bridge, which means it will be high enough for all ships to pass under it and be toll-free, will be about 8,000 feet long with the main span over the St. Louis River and providing a vertical clearance of 120 feet for navigation ships. It will replace the aging interstate bridge, Denny.
Finnish Prime Minister Reino Kuskoski will arrive in Duluth Friday morning to speak at a new and open forum of the Duluth Chamber of Commerce in the Medical Arts Building. He'll be accompanied by his wife and Ambassador Johan Nykoop. The Prime Minister is attending the Minnesota Centennial Celebration. He will leave Minneapolis Friday aboard a Duluth Air National Guard C-47, piloted by Captain John Vaughn of Superior and Captain Glenn Alden of Duluth. Finnish Americans from the area will hear the Prime Minister's talk entitled Finland's Position Today. And finally, Superior State College Professor Emeritus A.D. Wilden will have his 90th birthday observed Sunday. The occasion will be marked by an open house at the family home at 1704 Hammond Avenue. Professor Wilden's daughter, Mrs. Arthur Cirilli, extends an invitation to all. After attending college and teaching school in both Ohio and Missouri, Professor Wilden was brought to Superior State College by President I.C. McNeil in 1903. His specialty was chemistry, and in the 35 years on the faculty, his classes inspired thousands of students. Although retiring in 1938, Mr. Wilden was just beginning his public life. He was elected to the city council for 10 years, including several terms as president during the war. He was elected to the state assembly for a term. An ardent supporter of Nemadji Golf Course, the city council extended him the unique honor of lifetime privileges at the course. That's the 6 o'clock news. Good night, everybody, and be kind.
Say that Finnish guy's name again.
Prime Minister Reino Kuskoski.
One more time.
Reino Kuskoski.
Ha! You lose.
Man.
What do you mean, you lose?
I bet, George, that you couldn't say this guy's name the same way three times.
He figured you was faking it.
Betting against newsmen is a bad idea, Tim.
One more time.
Reino Kuskoski. Reino Kuskoski. Reino Kuskoski.
All right, you're a gone guy, Denny. You cost me some bread, Dad.
Reino Kuskoski.
All right. The know-all weather ball for this Thursday, May 8th, 1958, says it's going to be cool tonight, even for you cats in the Passion Pit, with a low of 34, but the Rays will be ready in tomorrow with a high of 60. All righty, guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, you're going to dig this new cat. 17 years old, he's out of this world. Come on and let's go. Here's Richie Valens on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Well, come on, let's go, little darling. And tell me that you never leave me. Come on, let's go. Again, again, again. Well, now swing me all the way down there. Come on, let's go, little darling. Let's go again once more. Well,
is all our rock and roll from Delphi Records. Richie Valens, and come on, let's go on Kickin' KUWS. Rockin' the gourd to figure out what to get mom for Mom's Day Sunday. Hey, check out Balzer Walgreen Drugstore. They've got Revlon Futurama Red Lipstick for $1.35. Evening in Patterson Park. Oh, just kidding. Evening in Paris Perfume for just $1. And it comes in a huge bottle, too, so it's a whale of a deal. Fabergé Aphrodisia sounds racy for a mom, but some moms still got it. And for those who don't, how about a wallet for two clams? Special gifts for mom at Balzer Drug in downtown Superior. Hey, Machine Gun Kelly is trying to find this month's queen for a day. What's shaking bacon?
What's shaking bacon?
Nonsensical rhyming is still acceptable by rock and roll jocks, Daddy-O, but it's cooler if you don't point it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just stick with what's the word from the bird, even though it's lame since birds don't talk.
You're checking out joints for our monthly Queen of the Day. Where are you, Big Gun?
And why is it Queen of the Day of the month?
What's with the party pooper attitude there, Big Gun?
Sorry, amigo. I didn't sleep much last night. My cat is in heat. I ate beans for breakfast and lunch. My dentist has big, fat fingers, and I've got a small mouth. I'm just not on the stick.
I hate fat finger dentists. So where are you hanging, man?
Still at the dentist's office. I thought maybe some sweet nurse will want to be our queen.
That is using your jets, cousin.
But the gun struck out. The dentist only allows Perry Como music here. Another drag. Hey, I got another idea. We'll get our monthly queen for the day. See you later, crocodile.
That's alligator, man. Alligator.
Oh, the gun is off his game.
You hang in there, and we'll be back in a while there, crocodile. Oh, here's a hot track climbing up the charts. Oh, we're still on the air. Whoa, this is Duane Eddy and Rebel Rouser on the Tim Michaels Dance Party. A cat that knows how to pick a guitar. That new guy from New York, Duane Eddy, and Rebel Rouser on Kickin' KUWS. Gil Burnell wailed that sax, and the hootin' and hand claps came from a doo-wop group called the Rivingtons. Now, George G. Newton of George G. Newton Yaley Realty.
Frankly, Timmy, I'm appalled. I mean, I know rock and roll is supposed to be a revolution of a new generation, like bold and brave, and that's okay, but this?
That?
I don't know how to say this without adding to the improper flavor of your bad taste in Mother's Day gift.
Hey, you saying my ideas are not cool, man?
Thank heaven someone said it out loud. Thanks, George.
It had to be said. You know, and if I wasn't going to say it, how could you expect somebody else to say something I could say myself?
You don't say. And where did I derail?
You suggested giving our sainted mothers cheap perfume, fire engine red lipstick, a wallet, and an aphrodisiac.
And I don't even know where to start with that vibrator lounge chair. I mean, that's just not kosher.
It's a lot less square than candy and flowers.
Taste and appropriateness just aren't easy for some people.
Quoting Tim, sounds racy for a mom, but some moms still got it. And for those who don't, how about a wallet?
Hey, your mom took care of you, right? Your mom is your biggest fan. Old George G. has some ways you can take care of your mom and make sure you continue as her pride and joy. Get mom a nice place. 3-room, furnished, heated apartment. I got a sweet place on Hewitt Avenue, just $30 a month. Oh, hey, here's our great mother-son idea. A duplex with a bedroom on each side and a 2-car garage is like a steal at $47.50.
It also crash and burn my love life, man.
No, you could never be too close to Mom. How about this duplex in Superior's East End? It's 4 rooms and a bath downstairs, 5 rooms and a bath up, yeah, double garage, just $3,800. Hey, and you could really splurge, because Mom deserves it. I have this lovely place at 1214 Hammond Avenue. It's just lovely. It's got 5 bedrooms, hot water heat, a Stoker furnace, aluminum storm windows upstairs. That's the latest thing, you know. A full basement, 2 lots, and a double garage. I'm letting it go for $8,000, and, you know, for the right mom, maybe less.
Why would Mom want a 5-bedroom house?
Grandkids someday, Timmy. A place for the whole family to gather on Hanukkah and Christmas and Easter and birthdays. She'll use the rooms, even if she makes 1 or 2 bedrooms into a knitting room and a music room, a piano instead of a bed, and Papa can finally have his own study. Anyway, come see me at the Telegram Building at the George G. Newton Yearly Agency, and I'm in the book.
Phew. Man, big Mother's Day gifts.
Costs a lot more than a big bottle of genuine Parisian perfume from Texas.
Hey, Cool Cal is in with the sports. For you moms, here's a great girls group, Twinspin, the Teddy Bears. And to know them is to love him.
Ah, yes.
On the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
No, 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 him is to love, love, love him. Just to see him smile.
The KUWS Twinspin. Here's a girl group doo-wop sound of the Chantels, and the song's called Maybe. I'm kicking KUWS.
Thank you.
The girl group doo-wops on to the Chantels and maybe on a kickin' KUWS twin spin. How cool is that, eh, Cal?
Cool.
Now, let's dig the many syllables of cool Cal Sabatini.
Let's face off, fans. The Milwaukee Braves beat Stan the Man Musial 9-2 last night as they won their fourth straight game by clipping the St. Louis Cardinals. The Braves were impressive in battering the last-place Redbirds, but not all the Milwaukee news was good, as the world champions lost the services of right fielder Bob Hazel for the next few days. The left-handed swinging Hazel was felled by a fastball thrown by reliever Larry Jackson as the Braves put the game away with a 6-run opening inning. The Braves pounded 5 Cardinal pitchers for 16 hits, showing the way it was Red Schoendienst, who extended his hitting string to 16 games as he was 4-for-5 at the plate. Henry Aaron had a pair of hits and drove in 3 runs, and Lou Burdette collected 3 hits in 4 trips, in addition to throwing a neat 5-hitter. The right-hander gave up only 1 walk in Fan 2. Wes Covington added a home run. Burdette's biggest problem was the veteran Musial, who stroked a pair of doubles and a single to boost his National League leading average to .529. He drove in both St. Louis runs in the third inning, 2 base blows as he stretched his hitting streak to 17 games. Stan the Man's magic number is 7. 7 hits, and he becomes the 8th major leaguer to total 3,000. The way he's flying, batting a cool .529, he should join Ty Cobb, Tris Speaker, Honus Wagner, Eddie Collins, Nap LaJoie, Paul Wehner and Cap Anson Saturday or Sunday while swinging against the Chicago Cubs. It's been so long since we played a game, moaned Casey Stengel. I had to ask Edna, that's Mrs. Stengel, what was Bear's first name, and also how to spell Magley and Sycott. They haven't even pitched, and here we're still leading the league without even playing. Stengel is lamenting the fact that his New York Yankees have not played a game in a week. The last was last Friday, when Bob Turley beat Kansas City's Athletics. They have been rained out in 8 ball games in 2 weeks. Heavyweight champion Floyd Patterson has been offered $200,000 to fight in Sydney, Australia. The offer came from manager Jim Johnson, who manages the Australian heavyweight Alan Williams. The 26-year-old Williams has won 29 of his 33 bouts, 20 of them by knockout. Lanky Vince Weaver pitched the Duluth Superior White Sox to a fine 5-2 triumph over Winnipeg before 413 fans at Wade Municipal Stadium last night. The two teams conclude their 3-game series at 7:45 tonight. This is Cal Sabatini, hoping all your face-offs are friendly.
Man, you are the coolest, Cal. Alrighty, tighties, let's spin some hot wax for the lucky kitten who Machine Gun Kelly is crowning our rockin' queen of the day with the elegance and little star on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Where are you, little star? I'm sorry.
From Apt Records from Staten Island, the Elegants do up on their way to find their little star on Kickin' KUWS.
Is it true you're telling folks to shop for their Mother's Day gift at Bram Granite Works?
What?
A new level of appalling.
I did, and I'm not taking it back.
But they make headstones there.
So?
That's cool, man.
Like Cal said, you gotta give a warm gift. A granite headstone might be really practical. But you know.
Well, I never. Bram's Granite Works has to the surroundings of peace and tranquility that late moms should have. I mean, if your mom's resting place doesn't have a sweetheart headstone, it's a perfect gift.
Thoughtful. I know some of us no longer have our dear mothers around.
Thank you, Cal. As for the rest of you, I see you have no faith in old Timsy here, so I'm going to talk to Machine Gun Kelly right now. He's got the faith, baby. What's your 10-9 there, big gun?
A headstone for Mom? Crazy, man, crazy. I'm at Rudolph's Furniture, and I'm with you, man. You won't believe this. There's a line out the door and around the block of mom-looking women here.
Mom-looking? Ha! Huh. Another gift idea of mine.
That shaken, padded chair is wild with this crowd. The sales guy says they're going through the roof over this baby.
We're going to need a boxcar to fill all these orders. This vibrator reclining lounge chair is the best thing since the vibrating king-size bed.
Rudolph had a vibrating king-size bed?
No, that was at my first job, Red Hot Randy's novelty store.
Gotcha.
No, listen closely, Gunn. I've got special instructions.
We're going to heist this riveting rocking chair?
This is what he learns by spending so much time in jail.
Not this time, Gunn. Ask the sales guy for the queen of the day.
But I don't think he's got very good taste. I mean, his threads are super Murgatroyd Dorksville.
Excuse me. Tweed with stripes has always worked for me. I'm hot to foxtrot when Bill Gambeski's gay trio plays Yankovic polkas at Club Superior.
It hurts my eyes, and now my brain hurts thinking about that.
Ask him.
King Timothy says you're going to put the finger on our monthly queen for the day, man.
This sparkling, wonderful woman is your queen.
Wow, that's Squaresville talk, but nice.
This month's queen of the day is Mrs. Anthony Michaels.
Michaels?
Happy Mother's Day, Mom!
Mom?
Ah, Mom, my sweet boy, you always make me feel like a queen.
And you make me feel like King Kong.
You're going to actually spend something on dear old Mom, aren't you? The queen thing is sweet, but cheap.
Some lipstick and perfume?
Now, Timothy.
Candy? Flowers?
Timothy Hans Sidney Michael. Hans!
Sidney?
Hans Sidney? Interesting middle names.
It'll look good on Bram's granite headstone.
You want the vibrating chair, don't you?
It'll be good for my nerves and all those aches and pains you boys have given your mother over the years. And it's cheaper than a duplex.
You got it, Mommy. See you Sunday for din-din.
Din-din? Man, that's square.
You can't be cool with Mom. You know, Mom's knew us when we were square. Well, time to cut out, cats and kittens. We'll be back same time, same dog pound, the good Lord willing, and my girlfriend likes cheap perfume and red lipstick. For Danny Anderson, Cool Cal, and George G., this is Tim Michaels, rockin' your world.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1958, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Your players are Danielle Kading, Al Katz, Dave Strandberg, Kent Vogel, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1958 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow. Thanks for listening.
Oh, bye.
My sweet boy, you always make me feel like a queen.
And you make me feel like King Kong. Ha, ha, ha.